Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Matthew 20, 1-16, the laborers in God's work. 1. The early morning workers. These represent the people who take work and life seriously. Sometimes they can be over-demanding on themselves and others and become perfectionists who might feel dissatisfied because there is always something missing. Be careful you don't want end up being obsessed with work and thereby neglecting life itself. For example, instead of spending time with friends and family, you come home and continue to work or do the housework, making sure that everything is spick and span. Perhaps you are also a perfectionist at work, over meticulous. Be careful with that as well. No one will say you are irresponsible, but they might think and say how annoying he is. Let me remind you that if you're involved in God's work, you work for God, and those with you work for God as well, not for you. Your co-workers in a Christian life are your brothers and sisters, not your employees. 2. Those hired at mid-morning and mid-afternoon. These refer to those who find God at a certain point in their lives, in their adolescence, in their youth, or even as adults. And they set out to work for God after having experienced a time when they didn't have him in their lives. Unlike the perfectionist I mentioned in the first point, the issue here is that some people seem to want a rush life. They might be the people who have found the Lord at a recent retreat and have experienced a sudden change because they have found their way, but then they demand that everyone around them should undergo that change as well. It's as if they wanted to make up for lost time. Be careful, just because you have found Jesus. It doesn't mean that you can impose him on others. Instead, help others find Jesus through your example, through your humble work. Your deeds are worth more than words. 3. The last ones and the payment. The last ones to be hired represent those who have found God at a difficult moment in their lives, and because of that, they become involved in God's work. There are people who find God in the last moments of their lives, and this marks a complete change in their life. At the end of today's reading, we see that they all get the same wage. This made the workers jealous. Even today, among those who are trying to do the work of God, there is jealousy. But God has shown us what our great gain is, Jesus. Yet those of us who are involved in God's work might want to have an advantage over others, thinking that we are holier than others. How many times have we grumbled to God for positions, saying things like, "Look, who is a Eucharistic minister now?" Let's stop making excuses and start comparing ourselves to others. Let's work for the kingdom of God and save souls. Our goal is not to gain positions or posts. Our goal is to go to heaven. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.